In addition, though not found specifically in the document's research, it has been the practice of many, if not most, zoning commissions to apply a progression in the zoning sequence, starting with single-family dwellings, then moving to multiple-family dwellings, R2, then to R3, then to office, then to commercial, then to industrial. Mixing the types of zonings introduces a degree of incompatibility. In this case, with the exception of Burl, all the land to the immediate north of the current easement to Deep Creek Road is R1 single-family dwellings. It is believed that the introduction of the office warehouse zoning between Burl and the other adjacent properties, which are R1, would be adverse to the principle of compatibility. I fully understand business, as I've been a business owner and a registered professional engineer. I've designed many industrial facilities and as such have had to consider not only functional layout, but also ingress and egress to the facility. I get it. However, as a professional engineer, I also had to consider the impact on neighboring properties and the overall compatibility of the proposed facility. Ultimately, however, the decision was up to the owner as long as it was in compliance with the proper zoning regulations. This is a complicated situation that has evolved. I trust the commission will exercise good judgment and wisdom when considering all these issues associated with this rezoning request. Thank you for your time. Do you have any questions of me?
I just have one comment. You brought up a few times tonight the easement issue, and it was brought up earlier that there is no easement, that it's actually a road. Were you aware of that?
It's an easement, sir. I have the drawings back at my house where it actually states it is an easement. 50% is on the property to myself, and 50% was on ours. And I do have official drawings on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I think we're good.
Thank you for your time.
Anyone else in the audience? You want to come back up?
I'll take a couple points in order. The first thing regarding easement, what he's probably confused on is there was a survey drawn by Eddie Wolf. I've seen it. He drew a survey of an easement that was never recorded. So he had prepared a proposed survey, but it's not been recorded. And so there is no easement recorded, obviously you all know. And the survey has never even been signed, by the way, by the owner of the property at the time. So there's no conveyance that ever occurred. That's what's required for an easement to be granted. You have to draw one up, sign it, and get it recorded. That's probably what he's referring to. And I have seen that survey, but it's not an easement. The legal descriptions I gave you show, and the survey, by the way, is post-dated from the documents that I showed you all. So probably what occurred, even though I haven't talked to Eddie about it, most likely what occurred is Eddie created a proposed survey of a future easement on the existing roadway. It existed at the time, but it never got signed and it never got recorded. That would be my guess, is that this difference between are what we're saying. But because of it, I'd reiterate that, and certainly at a minimum, regardless of whether the easement exists or not, what those documents do show is absolutely that roadway existed, has existed for some time now, directly off Bee Creek. And while he does, what he does say is true, previously we had discussed potential options of coming in off Church Road. I don't deny that. But we, when looking at it, the grade, and to reiterate what I'm talking about, is the elevation of that track on the lower track sits a lot higher than the Church Road. And so you're looking at a grade change that goes like this. And if you're going to drive, you just can't make that transition. So it's just not an option for us. As much as I'd like to try and make that happen, it's just not going to work. This is the best means of access. That access already exists legally. So we don't have to go ask anybody's permission to do it, and so that's what we're seeking there. In terms of pedestrian traffic, I'm not really sure I follow what he's saying. I don't think that has a whole lot of bearing on a rezoning request. If he's complaining about pedestrian traffic from the Burl Center to the north, regardless of how this occurs tonight, that would have no impact on anything we're talking about tonight. Compatibility, Scott, would you mind clicking the zoning overlay? So you can see right there what we're dealing with in compatibility. It's absolutely compatible with the zoning around it. Everything in the green is office, and that's what we're seeking. So it's 100% compatible. Everyone in here is familiar with Peak Creek. And so I think that demonstrates right there that what we're seeking is compatible with the land use around it. That's all I've got.
So, on Scott, when there's two zoning changes, is there a requirement for buffering between the two, as there used to be? With
between the office and the R1, I don't think within the regs there's a buffer. There isn't some commercial stuff, like C1, C2. But you might ask the applicant, I mean, you could see if they were planning on building a fence around it.
So adjacent to the property, is there any in the development plan, any type of buffering plan, fencing?
We don't have any. No, we have not put any buffering into our plan at this point, no.
And if you remember, this originally came through in 2021 as all O. Everything, this piece was O. And then they thought duplexes might work better, so they went to the R2 because you couldn't build duplexes on the office. And now they're wanting to go back to the office, which was its original zoning.
What I'm seeing here, you're proposing eight office areas on that property?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There would be 8 units, 25 by 60.
The size of that plat, what was it, R1 or R2? What is it now, R2?
This one right here?
Yeah.
It's R2.
It's R2. How many duplexes could you put on that?
So 8,000 square feet, so roughly 5 duplexes.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 homes. Mm-hmm. I mean, 10.
10, house, 10 households.
Yeah, 10 households. Thank you.
So, to your point, though, I don't know if that was your point, but I'll follow up on it. If that
I'll follow up. 10 households are going to generate more traffic than 8 offices.
Right.
The offices will generate traffic, and I appreciate everyone's point of view, but 8 offices will generate traffic during the day, and 10 families will be coming in and out when it's dark, and as far as safety or anything, I don't see a problem with this. So that's just my opinion.
Any other questions for the applicant or comments?
Let's go back to the easement or access. The access to your already platted parcel that's office is also coming off Bee Creek?
Yes.
And that's?
Well, the proposed access, yes.
Is all of that access coming off your property?
I'm sorry, say again?
All the right-of-way for that access coming off your property? It's not involved in the property just to the north?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct. The proposed access right now, we're talking to Devin Huff this week, actually, regarding proposed access to the lower site.
Okay.
Off of Bee Creek.
Gotcha.
But it wouldn't be a common access. I think that was the question.
No. So the current and
you'll have a separate access for the.
Yeah. Could you pull? There you go.
Oh, I see it.
That.
So here's the one we've been talking about.
So the access would only across the north side would be only for this fact only.
And I apologize, I missed your comments, but you talked about the road or the existing road or easement, whatever it is. Deeded, surveyed, is that on city maps or county maps? Where did you say we could document that?
So the documents that I gave you, what they do is they actually carve out in the legal description,
mm-hmm.
they carve out, they define this parcel
is running up to this existing, an existing roadway right here. And so if you'll, then because I know what to do, as a lawyer, I'll go into the Beacon, or not Beacon, but Laredo, and you can go in here and find any and all easements that have ever been recorded regarding this. And if you trust my accuracy at all, I've looked, there's no easement for that road. The only, so what it means is that the legal descriptions themselves basically run as a point, in the meets and bounds. It run, and that's what that document shows to you.
Run
and
the meets on the north side of the road.
Yes, bingo.
And but it never says how wide the road is.
Well, that was my question. That's where I was heading. Was I don't see anything that describes an actual road there. It looks to me like what's being used is
because driveway. it doesn't have to because the existing road is all, almost all, on our legal, within our legal description on the parcel below. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So when they subdivided this area, they carved out the track to the north and ran it down to the road that existed on our, what is now our track to the south, and just ran it up to the existing road that currently existed on that track. If that makes sense. That's why it's not defined in width in the legal description.
So does your neighbor have access to that road?
To the north?
Is he encroaching on your property? For this map?
He is encroaching, but we don't intend on doing anything about it. He can, he'll be able to use it, and that's fine. It's an existing road, so.
Well, it looks like an existing road is in his place right now. Basically, it's a driveway.
It is now. It hasn't always been, would be my guess.
I don't understand why anybody would plat a landlocked lot.
They did not, and that's, I don't think they did. I can't say for certain, but when I read this legal
description of the road, it just says it's a driveway road.
Well, but when this, what I'm saying is when they subdivided it, this road I'm proposing, my suggestion is that this road did exist. And so that's what you'll find in the legal description, is when they subdivided that land out in the north, they ran it to a road that existed to that back tract at the time.
So are you talking about stranding this lot, Doug? This lot?
Yeah.
Well, that one was formed by air. It was all one piece with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they did the water deed, it got sectioned out and left out. And that's why it's a separate parcel now, is because it got thrown in the water district deed, or left into it.
What width do you propose on that right-of-way for that road accessing the other parcel?
Well, I haven't made a proposal yet. I'm sure Devin will have a suggestion for us, but I don't have one here today. I'm certain we'll have, Taney County has minimum road requirements, I right, Scott, so I'm sure we're going to have to meet that.
Are you going to condominium out the units, or are you going to keep all the big property?
I haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be 50-foot right-of-way if you condominium it out and have to show a road right-of-way, but if you hold it all in common and you're going to own all the units, then there doesn't have to be a road right-of-way. You just...
basically a driveway.
Gary, go.
Currently, the plan is not to condo it out, but you never know. But again, we control, to answer your question, we will be able to satisfy that too because we own that track down to the south to allow us to do what we need to do.
So the road will all be on common area that will go to the condominium association, et cetera. So
condos it out.
Condos it out, right.
I didn't say I didn't. I didn't say I'm not going to do it. I said right now the plan is to sell and own, but I never say never on that stuff. No.
Any other questions? Again, what we're tasked with tonight is to either approve or deny a recommendation in the form of a resolution to the county commission. So it's not a final vote on approval.